Hey, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Ariel Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe at earbuds.audio. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, insights from our curators, tips on creating audio content, and community updates. There are so many podcasts to listen to these days. How do you choose? We're here to break it down for you.
This episode is sponsored by Sandcastles. Sandcastles is an award-winning podcast about home, how we create it, and why we fight so hard for it. Join host and reporter Adriana Cargill and meet a band of surfers, along with their neighbors and friends who stepped up to defend their home turf in Point Dume, Malibu, from Los Angeles County's most destructive fire. Their devotion to home created a new model for living with wildfire, not just for future generations in Malibu, but for communities across the world. It's a wildfire story that is not depressing, but instead points to clear hope for the future. Listen to Sandcastles now, wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, Akshay Sinha here, coming to you from Delhi, India. Welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast. I'm filling in for Ariel this week. More about me and my work in the audio world at the end of this show. For now, podcasts. Let's first recap last week. Our theme was podcasts from Europe, and our curator was Marcus Etch, who works for a Madrid-based podcast production company. Thank you for curating that list for us, Marcus. If you missed last week's newsletter and podcast episode, you can find these episodes linked now in our show notes. Now, let's get to this week's recommendations. Our theme today is called Breaking Barriers in Education. And our curator is Tim Villegas. You might recognize Tim's name because he's also Ariel's co-host for Trailer Park, the podcast Trailer Podcast, which is coming back for season two later this year, so stay tuned. Now, in just a bit, you'll hear from Tim about his podcast picks and why he selected them. After that, you'll learn about our Spotlight podcast pick, Alaska is the Center of the Universe. It's an Audible original. And last, I'll share some podcast industry news and resources before we close the show for the week and send you off to listen to some podcasts. I forgot how many times Ariel says podcasts. Here are Tim's recommendations for this week's theme, Breaking Barriers in Education.
Hello, earbuds. My name is Tim Villegas, and I'm the Director of Communications for the Maryland Coalition for Inclusive Education. I also produce podcasts, one of which you may be familiar with if you are a fan of Ariel Nissenblatt and Earbuds. So I am the co-host of The Trailer Park with Ariel, and I produce two other podcasts, which I will tell you about in just a minute. I've been podcasting since 2012, started as a side gig while I was a teacher in public schools. And I love making podcasts. For this week's theme, I chose Breaking Barriers in Education. There are a lot of barriers when it comes to education, but especially for learners who are the most marginalized, those with disabilities, people of color, and the LGBTQIA+ community. I've been fortunate to learn from and connect with so many people over the years who are trying to foster a more equitable educational system. And so for this week, I want to highlight some fantastic podcast episodes from like-minded people. The first episode is from a podcast called Beyond Awareness, Disability Awareness That Matters. And the episode is called Autism Siblings, Presumption of Competence and Spelling to Communicate with Danny and Tara Whitty. Danny and Tara discuss the importance of spelling to communicate, communication regulation partners, and their sibling relationship with the host, Diana Pastora Carson, who is a fantastic podcaster and a friend. If you are curious about autism, especially non or minimally speaking autistic communicators, don't miss this episode. The second episode is from a podcast called Born Fabulous. And the episode is called Micah Fialka Feldman and Tori Cedar, The Same Door, IQ Scores, Civil Rights, and More. This episode is the final episode of season 2 of Born Fabulous. Micah is a fantastic guest, and he has some excellent insights on what it's like living with an intellectual disability. Episode 3 is from a podcast called the Integrated Schools Podcast. And the title is The Intersections of Disability, Race, and Segregation. Now, I talk about inclusion and inclusive education a lot in my podcasts. And so when I come across an education podcast that maybe doesn't always cover this topic, I'm very interested in what they have to say. And so I thought this particular episode with their guests, Joyner Emmerich and Shuba Balaber, I hope I'm saying that right. I'm sorry if I'm not, is a fantastic conversation. I think it's really important to think about is that we have all of these different identities that intersect, whether it's disability, race, religion, sexual identity. No one is just one thing. And so as we are thinking about disability, race, and segregation, and what that looks like in our schools, the conversation can be complicated. And so I really enjoyed how this conversation played out in this particular episode. Please, please, please listen and enjoy. Okay, the last two episodes are of podcasts that I produce. The first is called Think Inclusive. And the episode I want to tell you about is The 5 P's of Inclusive Education with Dr. Shelley Moore. Now, Dr. Shelley Moore is one of my favorite educators. She is super funny, has a dry wit. Shelley and I discuss her research findings on key factors for successful inclusion, such as positive attitudes, inclusive classroom placement, shared experiences, purposeful goals, and comprehensive planning. And finally, the one that I'm most excited about. It's a podcast called Inclusion Stories. And the episode is, it is a long story. And I could go on and on about this podcast series. But the big thing I want you to take away, dear earbuds, readers, and listeners, is that producing a narrative podcast series is hard. And for me, it has simultaneously been one of the hardest and most rewarding experiences of my career as an educator and a podcaster. Inclusion Stories is a 5-part narrative podcast series where I tell the stories of families, educators, and school systems that are fully committed to inclusive education. And so for this first episode, I interview a family here in Georgia that had to do something drastic in order to include their daughter who has Down syndrome. And then I go and visit a school district in Maryland who is already fully inclusive. What was so interesting about this contrast is here you have a family who is fighting their school district and the mindsets of the educators in that school district that their child be included. But here you have a district in another state who is already including children like Natalia. And so the only difference is the location. It has nothing to do with the family or the child. It has everything to do with the expectations of the school district. And so in every single one of these episodes of Inclusion Stories, I share stories of families, stories of educators, and stories of school districts, all committed and moving toward inclusive practices. I'd love to know what you think of Inclusion Stories and any other podcast that I mentioned on this list. Thanks for spending some time today, and thanks for subscribing to Earbuds. It's a fantastic resource. Thanks, y'all.
Thank you, Tim, for curating this week's list of podcast recommendations and for sending in that voice clip. Tim's podcast picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode so you can easily click and get listening. You can also find them on the Earbuds website on earbuds.audio. Would you like to be an Earbuds curator? Well, you can be. All you have to do is submit a theme idea with 5 episode recommendations to our curator submission form. The link to curate is in the show notes of this episode and in our newsletter every single issue. So submit, submit, submit. Now on to our spotlight pick. It's a bonus recommendation located at the bottom of the newsletter and on the homepage of the website. This week, we're spotlighting Alaska as the center of the universe. Alaska's recent history is one of massive changes: Western contact, colonization, and climate change. But some stories have survived, including stories of mysterious creatures that may still be out there. In this series, Johns Domic Jr. goes on a journey across Alaska in search of stories of the unknown to find out what they can tell us about how to live today. It's free for Audible subscribers, or if you don't have Audible, you can listen with a free trial. Now let's get to some podcast news and tidbits. First, this week in Podcast and Newsletter, Lauren Pissell writes, Julie Shapiro and John Delore have launched Audio Flux. It's a collection of short audio works that respond to a set of rules established with a different creative partner each time. For this inaugural circuit, they partnered with writer and artist Wendy McNaughton, and 6 producers were invited to create 3-minute Flux works that A, include some manifestation of theme, which was letting go, B, include previously unshared personal archival tape, and C, take inspiration from 1 of 3 illustrations by Wendy, which were keys, gas stations, and a person reading. Wendy then responded to each Flux work with original illustrations. We'll link to Audio Flux in the show notes. Next, Lore Street and Sounds Profitable have collaborated to launch Brands in Audio. This directory is exclusively designed for branded podcasts. It's a platform that promises to address the transparency and benchmarking gaps that have long existed in the branded content sector. This initiative is envisioned as a catalyst for industry innovation, offering brands and agencies a unique opportunity to improve their shows and the podcast industry as a whole. Next, University of Chicago's flagship podcast, Big Brains, was awarded the Platinum Award, a recognition of their dedication to excellence in podcasting and commitment to elevating the importance of higher education research institutions. Big Brains podcast episodes feature in-depth conversations with leading experts, scholars, and thought leaders across various fields of study at U Chicago and beyond. And before we go, what's James Cridland covering in Pod News this week? He's got stories on Edison Research's top 50 podcasts in the US, and he covered a Spotify fan study of 2023. Read more about those stories by going to podnews.net. Now that we've wrapped up on Earbuds business, who am I and what do I do in the world of audio and podcasting? Well, I work with Lauren, Pissell, and Ariel at Tink Media, which is a podcast growth and marketing company. And that's all for this week. Ariel will be back in the hosting chair next episode. Let us know what you think of the show. Remember, we'd love to hear from you, whether it's via email, DM, or a carrier pigeon. Until next time, go and listen to some podcasts.
Feedback with Earbuds is written and produced by me, Ariel Nissenblatt, with help from Devin DeComo, our podcast and newsletter coordinator. It's mixed and produced by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. That's robotslap.com. This newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonski. This show is listened to by you, dear listener. Yes, even you get a shout out in the credits. Bye.